I just finished listening to Out of My Mind, an Audible original book by Alan Arkin, which had some amazing stories in it, which is why I'm sharing this book review with you, because I think you will love the same stories that I did in it. The idea is that Alan shares some of the strangest spiritual stories he's encountered in his life. For example, one of the ones I loved is he had a couple of healing experiences with his son. One day, his son was sick. When his son was a little boy, he had a fever and a stomach ache, and Alan said, "Will you give me the fever and the stomach ache?" And he put his hands on his son, and after a few minutes, he felt like he was possessed and thrown across the room and felt like some kind of entity left his son and came into him. Afterwards, his son's fever immediately was gone and he didn't have a stomach ache anymore. One of the next stories that Alan tells in the same series with his son was at the beach. He forgot to put sunscreen on him. He ran out in a panic after his son had been out in the tropical sun for about 2 hours. No sunscreen. He's red. He's afraid he's going to need to take him to the hospital for a second degree burn. He puts his hands on him again and says, "Son, will you give me this burn that you've got?" After a few minutes, and this time he said there was nothing fancy, he just looked down and he realized his son had no more sunburn on him. That all the redness and rawness that was the beginning of a second degree burn all over his son, all completely gone. It was as if he hadn't been out in the sun at all. Another story that Alan tells that's amazing is about this surgeon in Brazil named Arrigo. Arrigo was, I guess that's his nickname actually. I'm going to read the book that Alan recommends in here, Surgeon with the Rusty Knife. Alan talks about this guy, Arrigo, in Brazil. He was a barkeep. All of a sudden, he started getting these headaches. Then after the headaches went away, he starts slipping into these trances. In these trances, he performs surgery on people. For example, there's a video that was filmed of him using a Boy Scout knife to do brain surgery on people without anesthesia. They're just sitting in a chair with their eyes open, fully aware, and he just plunges a knife in and takes like 1 minute to cut out a brain tumor, throws the tumor in the trash, wipes the knife off on his shirt, and then is having surgery on a ton of people like this. Thousands of people he worked on just like this. He had a clinic that he opened. He was prescribing prescriptions to people without having a medical license, and this got Arrigo into court practicing without a medical license. They tried to send him to prison, but the police wouldn't take him. The prison wouldn't take him, so he took the keys and locked himself in prison and was practicing there before a judge finally dismissed the other charges of witchcraft. The two American doctors that went down there who witnessed this quit the medical profession after seeing what he was doing and how effective it was. For example, there was a senator. This got more awareness. I guess this went on in the 70s. It got more awareness after there was a senator in Brazil. Arrigo, in his trance, goes upstairs and cuts a lung cancer out of the senator. The senator hadn't told anyone about his lung cancer. When the senator goes to see his doctor the next day, the senator tells him, "This just happened last night." The doctor says, no, this has been healing for 2 weeks. Look, it's scarred over. This would look a lot different if you just had it last night. And he says, no, it was just last night in the room with Arrigo. And the doctor didn't even know what to do with that. The inspirational part of this is that there's things that go on in this world that are so incredible, that are so out of our ordinary idea of how things work, that it's an opportunity to open our minds. For example, in the book, Alan talks about how his mother was visited by his passed on father. And his mother had this totally grounded belief that, you know, if I can't see it and put my hands on it, it doesn't exist. And this vision of her father, or his father, her husband coming to her when he was dead, totally didn't sync up with her world vision. And I guess she just kind of dismissed it. He references in another part of the book people seeing a video of Arrigo doing these surgeries, taking a Boy Scout knife and cutting out a brain tumor out of someone while they're awake, no anesthesia. And he had no training as a medical person in that lifetime, at least. People seeing the video and just simply disagreeing with it, saying, I don't agree with that. I refuse to believe it, even though what I've seen looks legitimate. I can't believe it, because if I do believe it, this will shatter my entire worldview of how things work. I guess this is why he's named the book Out of My Mind. Another story that I love, he is in theater. Alan is an actor. Maybe I've seen him in something, maybe I haven't, I don't know. Alan was doing theater one day. He was shaving, and the normal announcer came on. The announcer came on that said the play was about to start, and Alan's in his dressing room, and he can hear, and all of a sudden, he gets this just terror that comes over him, and he doesn't understand what it is because he's been loving theater. The audience has been warm and receptive. He's enjoyed doing the performances. He's really good at them, and all of a sudden, this terror just comes over him, and he can barely go out there onto the stage and get through his play. A few years later, he's watching a French film, a film that's in French, and all of a sudden, he gets this past life memory of being in the French Revolution and being guillotined. He then asks his spiritual guru at the time, I think his name was John, what to make of all this. And John asks him, when did your terror start in the theater? And Alan remembers that it started when there was a crowd making a bunch of noise, and he had the razor right up to his neck in the dressing room and was shaving. I guess it triggered off a past life memory. And I've had a lot of past life memory triggered off in my lifetime of World War II Germany. So I can relate with having the past life trigger you into terror and into things that don't make sense in your present life circumstances. But with a past life memory inside you, as if it's some event like a past life memory feels a lot like a birthday party that you had when you were a few years old. It's just as much of an event in your mind that's real as anything else. I love how Alan also goes through all the different stages of his beliefs in his life. He said at one point he believed absolutely this is the way things were and that he wanted to convert the whole world into it. I believe at one point he was really into Freud and Freud's ideas and he wanted to convert everyone into that. Then he got into something else a little later in his life, wanted to convert the whole world to that belief system. And now that he's older, he sees how, I guess, silly it is to try and always want to convert the whole world into some belief system, that no belief system really covers everything. And if he had had people converted into all the different belief systems he's had in his life, they would all be opposites in many ways and disagree with each other. I found the same thing in my life already with 34 years in this body on Earth, that many of the belief systems I've had at different points in my life completely disagree with each other. And who am I in the middle of that? Who am I? He talks a lot about meditation, having an experience where he was in, it was somewhere like Sweden or Norway or something like that. He was meditating and all of a sudden he kind of like slipped back out of his body and became this big, huge consciousness where he's was kind of farther away from himself, looking down on his body, sitting at the desk. He relates a lot of cool experiences out of meditation. He says he doesn't usually talk about meditation unless someone specifically needs to hear it, that he used to try and preach meditation, preach spiritual principles, preach all these things, and he found often people in that context weren't ready for it. And that often if they were ready for it, they would come to him and ask. He didn't even necessarily need to bring it up. So maybe I'm here to carry that to you. It's cool because this book was actually recommended to me directly on Audible. It just popped up as one of the recommended books. I knew nothing about it, didn't recognize the name. And for some reason, it just felt right. And it's nice. It's about a 2-hour listen. Quick to go through. I listened to it on 3 of my different dog walks. This is what I'm most excited about right now. I love stories like this. I'm focusing as much as I can in my business, my life, on always telling stories. You can see how powerful and memorable the stories Alan tells from this book are. It's a great format. He's just put some stories from his life together into an audiobook. And I imagine if you're like me, you'll really enjoy it. If you'd like to give this book a try, I've got this on my Amazon influencer page at amazon.com/shop/jbanfield. I've got it in the reading list. If you'd like to see all the books that I've read that have been really helpful, will you please go to the amazon.com/shop/J, as in the letter J, Banfield, and go to my reading list. Because in that reading list, I'm putting together all the books that I found are really helpful, and I'm continuing to add new books to it all the time. You might love my reading list. Reading to me is probably is one of the foundations of my life. I'm always reading something new. I actually listen to the Out of My Mind on audiobook. However, I do read some things in hard copy, paperback, or Kindle as well. I'm throwing all that in the reading list for you. I imagine you'll love it. Thank you very much for going through this 11-minute book review with me here. Jerry Banfield reviewing Out of My Mind by Alan Arkin. Thank you very much to Alan Arkin for narrating this book in Audible Studios. If you'd like to listen to any of my books, I have 20 books published, 10 or 15 or so on Audible. Thank you. I recommend starting with Speaker Meeting 2017 and Officer Banfield, because these are books filled with stories from my own life. Lots of crazy, lots of wacky stories. Thank you for listening to this on my podcast, or watching it on YouTube or Facebook, or reading it on my blog. I love you. You're awesome. I make things that I hope are helpful for you every day, and I'll see you again soon.